a little musical history here. I did come here in a 1947 Packard back in 1972, thanks to Jerry Jeff Walker, who dropped me at the chart room, and it all started there. And let's just say it's been a lovely cruise. I'll tell you, it's been pretty cool. Not only did I get to sail, get to meet people, wrote some songs, but then we put a little studio in and we started making our music here, which was really good because I love being where we originated a lot of songs here and can walk over to our studio and do them right there in downtown Key West. So, we've got it open in a program to get people out here who want to see if they can be performers to have a shot at it. So we're working on that right now too. But in the meantime, Mac has a good story for you. If you ever seen Mac, Mac has probably in the last 2 or 3 years, he's played in the Keys more than I have. He is the king of the Hogfish Bar on Stock Island right there. Yes.
I'm trying to represent down here.
He is. He's doing a good job of it. So, but he's got a little tale to tell you right now.
Well, over the years of Jimmy making so much of that saltwater cowboy music down here in Key West, he was unable to not influence some of the other country music stars into wanting to come down here as well.
I have noticed that.
Did you notice
that?
Yes. And they're buddies of ours, so it's awesome that they did. But over the years, at the studio, we've brought Mr. Kenny Chesney in there, and Mr. George Strait in there, and Mr. Toby Keith in there, and Mr. Zach Brown, and Mr. Brian Wilson.
Wow!
And I get the privilege in our band, because I have this Mississippi accent, anytime we have to sing one of those duets with a country artist, I get to be the fake Kenny or George, or in this case, Alan. Mr. Alan Jackson. Nadir's not the only one from Georgia.
No, but last night we had some people from, go ahead and say it, like you said last night.
North Georgia.
But what did you leave out? Yeah.
They left out the unnecessary Oz.
Do we have any people from Georgia out there tonight? Yeah.
We love people from Georgia.
Yeah.
And we love Alan Jackson, and he brought a song to us.
And we know that there's about 355 Southern accents out there, too.
There's a lot of them.
And I can detect about 95. Yes. Okay.
But he brought a song about time not mattering, and what better place in the world than Key West, Florida, to sing about time not mattering at all?
Well, let's just sing it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, people.
If the phone is for me, you can just tell them I sailed away.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Thank you.
Jimmy Buffett too.
I think I did it. I came back and played for it. Right there. Alan McAnally, take your pick. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeehaw. All right.